This is William Hill Racing Radio. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Monday's edition. The action on Monday sees cards from Ludlow and Plumpton, while we also have action on the all-weather at Newcastle. Remember that Racing Radio will have it all covered live from 12:45 with Gordon Brown, Mick Norton and Kevin O'Malley, your studio team. But to look ahead to the best of the action on Monday, it's myself Michael Wood and Andrew Mount from gg.co.uk. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, Andrew. Before we look at Monday's action, I think it's worth having a quick look back at the action on Saturday, where it was a very good weekend for Colin Tizard. Two big winners for him, and the first of those was at Native River.
Native River won the Hennessy of Coos, justifying strong support, was sent off the 7-2 favourite on the day. It was an impressive win, only won narrowly by half a length from the fast-finishing Carol's Destrier. But looked to have gone very hard up front, and you thought the hold-up horses were going to come through and swamp them. But Richard Johnson managed to pull out more on the winner, and he scored gamely, and is now being talked of in terms of the Gold Cup. And of course, Colin Tizard's got Q Card and Thistlecrack near the head of the betting for that race. And so it's not impossible he could go there with three live chances. He only needs a couple of more runners between now and then, and he can do a Michael Dickinson and have the first five in that race.
Indeed, yeah, you mentioned Thistlecrack there. He was a very good winner earlier in the day in the Grade 2 Novices Chase.
Yes, indeed. That was his third win from three starts over fences. All of them have come in small fields when long odds on favourite, but he certainly jumped better than he did at Cheltenham last time. And, he looks an absolute powerhouse. They just couldn't get anywhere near him. And he's obviously a very exciting prospect. I'd like to see him run in a bigger field and perhaps get taken on at the head of affairs next time to prove his sort of battle-hardened qualities over fences. But, it wouldn't be surprised if we see another winner following the footsteps of Coney Gree, another novice winning the Gold Cup this season.
Yeah, he's definitely one to keep an eye on in the coming few months. Well, Andrew, let's move on to Monday's action. We're going to be looking at two races on the card at Ludlow, one on the card at Plumpton and one on the all-weather at Newcastle. And we'll begin with the card at Ludlow. The first of the two races that we're going to be looking at is the 140. It's a Class 4 handicap chase over 2 miles, 7 furlongs and 171 yards. In terms of this 140 then, Andrew, what do you like here?
Interesting race, this one. Upbeat Cobbler will be very popular in the betting, no doubt. This course and distance winner is bidding for her fourth straight win and has got a great record when fresh. I tipped her up on a reappearance earlier this season when successful at Chepstow on the 8th of October. And she's now won five times from five starts over fences when rested for at least 10 weeks. Now, she's not had such a long break this time round. She comes back after a break of just about 7 weeks, 51 days since that win. But she should go well again. I think she'll certainly go close. But I think I'm going to take a chance on one at a bigger price. And that's number 7 down the bottom of the weights, Alan Dew for the Henry Tett Yard. This one was a close-up third when 14-1 at Foss last time and received the comment jumped slightly right. So switching from a left-handed track back to a right-handed track could suit. And I think Alan Dew could be the value here to upset likely favourite Upbeat Cobbler.
So Alan Dew, the one that gets the vote in the 140 at Ludlow. Let's move on to the next race of our preview. It's the 240 at Ludlow. It's a Class 3 Novices Limited Handicap over 1 mile, 7 furlongs and 212 yards. In terms of the 240 then, Andrew, what's your best bet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Aussie Thomas in this race. These Novices Limited Handicap chases can be tricky to decipher. And at first glance, Aussie Thomas looks up against it as he was only fifth on his reappearance at Chepstow, getting beaten by 21 lengths. However, that run was probably needed. He improved significantly for his first outing last season, and I think the return to Ludlow could pay dividends. He hasn't raced here since last December, when second to a horse called Sir Valentino. He was beaten by just over a length that day, receiving only £9 from the winner. Now, if he met Sir Valentino tomorrow, he'd be receiving far more weight, because Sir Valentino was rated 147 when winning the Grade 2 Holden Gold Cup at Exeter recently. So I think he really bumped into a good one that day and did well to finish so close. He pulled 8 lengths clear of the third. So back at Ludlow, with that reappearance run under his belt, I think Aussie Thomas is a good bet for Inform Henry Oliver here.
Yes, Aussie Thomas, the one that certainly appeals in the 240 at Ludlow. Let's move over to the card at Plumpton on Monday, and we're going to be looking at the 2 p.m. It's a Class 3 Mares Handicap Hurdle over 3 miles and 217 yards. And interestingly, in the field, last year's winner Tambura is in the field once again. Can we see a repeat performance this time around, Andrew?
I think so. That's the one I'm going to go with, Tambura. This one was third at Utoxeter 8 days ago. That run will have blown away the cobwebs. And as you say, she won the race last year, was 11-4 joint favourite that day, scoring by half a length from Cannon Fodder, and has also won at this meeting before in a bumper back in 2014. So it's obviously been laid out for Plumpton's sort of late November meeting yet again. And I think the recent run can see her go two places better than she did do at Utoxeter last week.
So Tambura, the one to look out for in the 2 p.m. at Plumpton on Monday. Let's move on to the final race on our preview. We're going to be looking at the 250 at Newcastle on the all weather. It's a Class 3 handicap over 2 miles and 56 yards. So in terms of this one, Andrew, what appeals to you?
Yeah, regular listeners will know that I'm very keen on the longer distance races on the Tapeter surface at Newcastle, because it's very hard to make the running in these races. Since the all-weather surface was introduced at Gosforth Park, no horse has been described as having made all over a mile and a quarter or further. That's on the round course. And so I'm going to take on likely front runners Royal Marskall and Lexi's Boy, the top two in the weights. The obvious one would be Good Run for Saeed Bin Saror. So he's having a great time of things at the moment. But this one is stepping up from 10 furlongs to 2 miles. So I think I'm going to play safe and side with Newcastle expert Ajman Prince. Now, Ajman Prince has improved significantly since going handicapping, running 5th in a 10 furlong race here in September on his first handicap outing. But since stepped up to a mile and a half at Newcastle, he's done really well, finishing 2nd by a head, before 2 wins, one from Ayrton and one from Dubai 50. Now, he received good speed figures for both those efforts, and with a step up to 2 miles likely to suit, Ajman Prince, proving hard to beat on the all-weather here at Newcastle of late, could be the way to go.
So Ajman Prince, the best bet in the 250 at Newcastle on the all-weather. Well, Andrew, can you please recap your selections for the 4 races that we've looked at on Monday, please?
Yeah, certainly. In the 140 at Ludlow, the 3 mile handicap chase, I'm reluctantly opposing the 4-timer seeking upbeat cobbler with the one at the bottom of the weights, Alan Dew. In the 240 at Ludlow, the novices limited handicap chase, I'm going with Aussie Thomas, who will relish the return to this track after comeback run at left-handed Chepstow last time. Then we're down at Plumpton for the 2 o'clock, the 3 mile Mares handicap hurdle. I'm with last year's winner and course expert Tambura. And finally, up at Newcastle on the Tapeter for the 2 mile marathon handicap at 250, I'm going to go with course expert Ajman Prince.
Well, as always, Andrew, thank you for your thoughts on Monday's action. And remember to tune in to Racing Radio on Monday from 12:45 p.m. for live racing commentary, results and tips. As always, Andrew, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. It's a pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.